This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a busy month in Washington, as we've talked about a couple of times, I think. Deadlines on the debt limit and government funding and Congress grinding away on that big infrastructure bill and the human infrastructure agenda. To push that last bit along, the Treasury Department is out with a new study today about child care, saying the American child care system is basically a market failure with significant ramifications for the rest of this economy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Just about any parent who's been on a waiting list for a daycare or a child care center has experienced firsthand the economics of the child care industry.
I think it was in a state of market failure before the pandemic, and I think it's in a state of market crisis now.
Gina Adams, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute and parent herself, has studied this for years and experienced it.
The market failure is that we count on parents to pay for the bulk of the cost of childcare, yet to provide good quality care costs far more than many parents can afford.
A typical family with a child under five pays 13% of their income on childcare, according to Catherine Wolfram, acting assistant secretary for economic policy at Treasury. She wrote the new report and says for many, that cost is a stretch.
Child care comes at this time in life when your earnings are low and you can't borrow against the future. And so economists describe that as a liquidity constraint.
A constraint that keeps the demand for care high, but
when parents can't pay more, programs have no choice but to keep wages low or to not provide the kinds of quality care that we know is good for children.
Hannah Matthews is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
And during the pandemic, it became very clear they struggled to stay afloat. We saw tens of thousands of providers close their doors.
Exacerbating a child care shortage, many economists warn, keeps people, especially women, from working or returning to work. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.